51. And behold, the veil of the temple was rent in two from the top to the bottom in the midst, and the earth did quake, and the rocks rent. Now when the centurion which stood opposite him, and they that were with him watching Jesus, saw that he so cried out, and gave up the ghost, the earthquake, and those things that were done, they feared greatly, and he glorified God, saying, Truly this was the Son of God, a righteous man. The Jews therefore, because it was the preparation, that the bodies should not remain upon the cross on the Sabbath day, for that Sabbath was a high day, besought Pilate that their legs might be broken, and that they might be taken down. Then came the soldiers, and broke the legs of the first, and of the other which was crucified with him. But when they came to Jesus, and saw that he was dead already, they broke not his legs. But one of the soldiers with a spear pierced his side, and forthwith came there out blood and water. And he that saw it bore record, and his record is true. And he knows that he says true, that you might believe. For these things were done, that the scripture should be fulfilled. A bone of him shall not be broken. And again, another scripture says, They shall look on him whom they pierced. And all the people that came together to that sight, beholding the things which were done, smote their breasts, and returned. And there were also all his acquaintance, and many women stood looking on afar off, beholding these things, among whom was Mary Magdalene, and Mary the mother of James the Less and Joses, and Salome the mother of Zebedee's children, who also, when Jesus was in Galilee, followed him, ministering to him, and many other women which came up with him to Jerusalem. Now after this, when the evening was come, there came a rich man of Arimathea, a city of the Jews, named Joseph, and he was an honorable counselor, a good man and just, who also himself waited for the kingdom of God, being a disciple of Jesus, but secretly for fear of the Jews. The same had not consented to the counsel and deed of them. And because that day was the Jews' preparation, that is, the day before the Sabbath, this man went in boldly to Pilate, and besought that he might take away the body of Jesus. And Pilate marveled if he were already dead. And calling to him the centurion, he asked him whether he had been any while dead. And when he knew it of the centurion, he gave him leave. Then Pilate commanded the body to be delivered. And Joseph therefore bought fine linen, and came and took the body of Jesus down. And there came also Nicodemus, which at the first came to Jesus by night, and brought a mixture of myrrh and aloes, about 100 pound weight. Then took they the body of Jesus, and wrapped it in the clean linen cloth with the spices, as the manner of the Jews is to bury. Now in the place where he was crucified there was a garden, and in the garden his own new sepulchre, which he had hewn out of the rock, wherein was never man before yet laid. And there they laid him therefore, because the sepulchre was near at hand, and the Sabbath drew on, and rolled a great stone to the door of the sepulchre, and departed. And Mary Magdalene, and Mary the mother of Joseph also, which came with him from Galilee, followed after, and beheld how his body was laid, sitting opposite to the sepulchre, and they returned. Now the next day that followed the day of preparation, the chief priests and Pharisees came together to Pilate, saying, Sir, we remember that that deceiver said, while he was yet alive, After 3 days I will rise again. Command therefore that the sepulchre be made sure until the third day, lest his disciples come by night and steal him away, and say to the people, He is risen from the dead, so that last error shall be worse than the first. Pilate said to them, You have a watch. Go your way, make it as sure as you can. So they went and made the sepulchre sure, sealing the stone and setting a watch. And when the Sabbath was past, Mary Magdalene and Mary the mother of James and Salome had bought and prepared sweet spices and ointments, that they might come and anoint him, and rested the Sabbath day according to the commandment.